Last month, Wisconsin saw the opening of the state's newest and largest community solar project in the Eau Claire area. The cooperative for the moment is the third largest solar array in the state, and more could be on the way. Joining us to discuss the project and what a solar cooperative project is, we have Tyler Huebner in the studio. He's executive director of Renew Wisconsin. Tyler, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having us, Rob.
Well, tell us how this works. What is a community solar project?
Yeah, so most people are familiar with solar photovoltaic arrays, and you put them on your home, on your rooftop, or you can put them out in a field, and the sunlight hits them and they generate electricity. The unique aspect of this project is Eau Claire Energy Cooperative is an electricity provider, provides energy to about 10 or 11,000 customers surrounding Eau Claire and the rural areas surrounding Eau Claire. And with this type of a project, a customer can buy into either one panel or two panels, 10 panels. They have one customer that's bought over 400 panels Wow. of this larger array that they installed. It has over 2,800 panels in total. And the cooperative is able to install these larger projects and get a better price point overall, economies of scale.
And so somebody might want to be into solar, but as I understand it, a lot of our rooftops are not facing quite the right angle
Exactly.
or they're obstructed or something like that. So this is a way to get out to out in a field somewhere where
Exactly.
there's open sunlight.
Yep, that's exactly right. So about three out of every four customers, electricity customers, actually don't have a great property for putting solar panels. Either their roof isn't a good spot or their land isn't a good spot or they're renters, and so they don't own the property. So these types of project models, community solar, enable all these different types of people and businesses, organizations to participate in solar when they might not be able to do it on their own property.
As I understand it, this is the biggest community mm-hmm. solar project in the state. It's not the first, though. How many are out there at
yep.
this point?
So right now there's eight that are in place. In 2014, three came online. The first one was with Vernon Cooperative in Westby, so kind of the Viroqua area, and two other ones, St. Croix and Barron. And then this year, five came online, three with electric cooperatives, and then two others, River Falls and New Richmond, which are actually municipal electricity providers. So the providing of the electricity comes through the city government.
Now, in the world of solar, I don't know what you call them, plants or fields or
yeah.
whatever, how does this stack up here in Wisconsin? It's among the biggest in the state, right, this new one?
This new one, yes. Yeah, so it's the third biggest in the state. Epic Systems has the largest in the state right now at 2.2 megawatts. And there's a project in Jefferson, which is 1 megawatt. And this is about 8/10 of a megawatt. So... And every megawatt of solar provides about as much power to power 125 homes throughout the year.
Talking to Tyler Huebner from Renew Wisconsin about community solar projects. Well, talk us through how this would work. How does somebody get started on creating this community solar project?
Yeah, so getting started, what we've seen with some of the electric cooperatives is their members, so their customers, have actually gotten together and started conversations with their management of the electric cooperative, like the board of the cooperative, and said, hey, we're interested in this. We're hearing about it. It's a new way that customers can have the option to participate, invest in solar, and it kind of builds up from there. So we've seen that. In the case of Eau Claire Electric Cooperative, really the CEO, Lynn Thompson, has been an unbelievable champion and driver of this project, trying to bring those benefits to his members in the Eau Claire area.
So it sounds like it's mostly cooperatives mm-hmm. that provide this. Are there options for people in cities where, say, they have a more traditional regulated
right.
utility that we think of?
Exactly. So right now we've got two of the what's called investor-owned, so Madison Gas and Electric is here serving Madison and the surrounding area, and Xcel Energy, which serves a lot of western Wisconsin. They've both proposed projects. Xcel has been approved for theirs, and they're working to get a project contractor to build those and getting all that. In 2016, they'll start marketing their program, and they're willing to build up to 3 megawatts, which would be three times as much, basically, as what Eau Claire has built here.
For the individual consumer who does this, how does this work from a money standpoint?
Yep.
They have an upfront fee, right?
Exactly. So the way that works for Eau Claire and all the other ones we've seen so far in Wisconsin is you put up, in the case of Eau Claire, it's $650 per unit, which amounts to the electricity that comes off of one solar panel. So you pay that up front, and then over 20 years, you're going to be paid back a rate. And according to the Eau Claire Electric Cooperative, those energy credits will be worth about $900 over 20 years at today's electric rates. And if electric rates go up, then you'll get paid back a little bit better. So for people that have a little bit of extra money available to them, this can be a really good way to invest in solar energy and actually get somewhat of a return, although it's not an investment vehicle, to be clear. But you can get your money back and a little bit more.
A question I imagine comes up a lot at the outset is, we are in Wisconsin, sun's going down right about now, actually not always reliable sun. Is this really a viable option here in the state?
Absolutely. You look at one of the leaders globally in solar energy is Germany, and their sunshine is about 30% worse than we have here in Wisconsin. Right now, solar energy, the value of it is really in the middle of the day when we're using more power. In the summer, we've got our air conditioners on, and even in the winter, our buildings are on, we've got lights on. Mm-hmm. It's using solar energy to provide that power in the middle of the day when our electric loads are actually higher. So it is a viable option even here in Wisconsin.
So if someone's listening saying, hey, yeah, I want to check this out in my community, mm-hmm. see if we can get the ball rolling, what kind of steps would they take to do this?
Yeah, well, certainly you can start with us. We're at Renew Wisconsin. We've got a website, renewwisconsin.org, and our contact information is there. We'd love to connect you with other customers of the same utility or other people in your geographic area that might be interested in exploring this and seeing if we can use the groundswell to get more of these projects going in Wisconsin.
And as a country, it seems like the solar conversation started in the 1970s,
yep.
and a lot of people's assumptions are based on the technology available in the 1970s.
Yep.
How much has it changed, the technology available, in the last, say, 30, 40 years?
Just tremendous. The cost of a solar panel is about 99% less today than it was in 1970. So the cost of installing solar has dropped about in half just in the last 5 years. And that's why utilities, businesses, farms, homes, really solar is growing at an incredible rate. About 40% more solar in Wisconsin, about 40% growth here in just the last year over what we had done the previous 30. So a tremendous growing industry.
Tyler, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
That's Tyler Huebner, Executive Director of Renew Wisconsin, talking about the newest and now largest community solar project in Wisconsin, set up by the Eau Claire Energy Cooperative.